Jazz flutist Herbie Mann died at his home on Tuesday. He was 73 years old and had been diagnosed 6 years ago with prostate cancer. Mann virtually created the genre of jazz flute music. In a 2001 NPR interview on Billy Taylor's Jazz at the Kennedy Center, Mann talked about the challenge of introducing a new style of music to America.
There was no tradition. You know, you couldn't put on a Charlie Parker of a flute record and learn how to play. Right. There just wasn't any records. So growing up in New York, listening to Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, the Latin bands, the flute players were one of the soloists.
Mann used Latin jazz as a springboard and worked his way through other world music genres, Brazilian, Afro-Cuban, even Eastern European music. Chris Washburn is the director of jazz studies at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mann's described as being among the first world musicians. What kind of impact did he have?
He was a world musical traveler of sorts and brought back with him those traditions and mixed it with his love for bebop. He was one of the first people to introduce ethnic musics from around the world into mainstream jazz.
Mann wasn't part of the Latin culture. How did he adopt the music style so easily?
What he would do is, when he got into a musical realm, he would really throw himself and his entire soul into that and learn the tradition as though he was an insider. And he had this kind of chameleon ability to go inside and sound just like a traditional flautist from a Cuban style or a Brazilian style, but then come out of it without losing his identity and always keep something of himself in that with those mixings.
Memphis Underground is considered among Mann's most innovative work. Why is that?
Well, it's innovative in many different aspects, in the sense that he goes in, he meets some of the top musicians within that world, and makes music with them. The result was something that was not only jazz, but popular, and very popular. It had the soul of the time of the 60s and the rhythm and blues sound of the 60s mixed with the jazz aesthetic.
For what will Herbie Mann be remembered most?
He was not only an innovator, but he was a popularizer of the jazz flute, really standardized some ways that, you know, the possibilities of that instrument as a jazz voice. He was also really inspiring in that he kept experimenting throughout his life. You know, many musicians find a style and they stay with it and they become popular with that. But Mann was never satisfied with just one stylistic area. He kept experimenting and kept moving on. He always would express that he would get bored if he just stayed in one place. He wanted to move on, and even throughout the end of his life, I mean, at age 70, he released the first record in exploring the Eastern European roots of his own heritage.
Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
Chris Washburn is the director of jazz studies at Columbia University. Jazz flutist Herbie Mann died Tuesday.